Don Crow Show on WAVA, coming to you live, as we have been all afternoon, from the beautiful facilities of the Museum of the Bible at the corner of 4th Streets and Virginia Avenue, right here within eyesight, certainly, of the nation's capital. And we can look out and see that beautiful dome on top of the U.S. Capitol out the window here. Doesn't do much for you on radio, but you get the point. We are strategically located by the grace of God, we being this facility, so much to see and experience here at the museum. And if you haven't done so yet, I hope that you will make it part of your plans to do that. The Samaritan Women, an amazing organization that we, in fact, talked about several days ago with the founder and executive director, Jean Allert. And Jean, in fact, and her organization are here today for a very special event, and she's kindly agreed to come with everything else she's got to do and come talk to us on the show. So welcome. Nice to meet you in person.
Absolutely. You look just like yourself on radio.
Oh, I do? Oh, well, I have a face for radio.
That's
what
they
say. The old saying. That's right. Talk about what you're doing here today, why you chose this venue. But also, of course, I want folks to know what your organization really is all about, because some of them are hearing about it, I suspect, for the first time.
Sure. So today, specifically, we hosted the Christian Abolitionist Symposium. This is the first time this event has been done. And specifically what we intended to do, and I would say absolutely accomplished it, was to bring torchbearers on the issue of modern-day slavery from various sectors of society, all people of faith, representing everything from education to law to government to victim services, and bringing them together so that we could have a dialogue on how must the church engage in this issue in the next years ahead. So there has been a lot of activity around awareness. There are churches that are stepping up and hosting programs, but it is time for the church to really be the lead, in the lead position, in freeing the captives, ministering to those who've been victimized, and also creating social change.
Well, as I've pointed out, or had others of your guests whom you shared with us point out, I suspect we as Americans, for the most part, don't have a clue as to how broad and deep this problem is in our own country. We understand it to be the problems of the, say, Southeast Asia or other places, but kind of bring us up to speed on what's really going on here.
Well, I think it's because we would like to believe that it's an over there problem, and it's harder to accept the fact that we have to face it in our proverbial backyards, when in fact human trafficking cases have been identified in every state in the union. And so we are aware of the fact that it is a problem. The more we know, the more we do awareness, frankly, the more we're seeing the prevalence and also the different manifestations of trafficking. I think it's important for your listeners to understand that when we say human trafficking, we're talking about an umbrella term. And that umbrella term can have up to 30 different manifestations. We're talking about the enslavement and exploitation of persons. So that can be everything from labor trafficking, using people in unfair labor practices, exploiting them for the manufacture of goods. It can include sex trafficking, so the commercial sexual exploitation of persons for financial gain through coercion and exploitation. But it can also include forms like mail order brides, child soldiers, forced begging. So there are many ways in which we can abuse and misuse humans, particularly for commercial gain.
And I thought William Wubenhorst, who is one of your speakers, made an interesting point, an important point, in that he said many Americans may realize that or think that the trafficking is just kind of people being brought here from other places, which of course is occurring. But I think what a lot of Americans don't realize is this is now our own children, our own fellow neighbors, if you will, our homeless being caught into this. Am I right?
It's our own sons and daughters. So you asked about the work that our organization does. So the Samaritan Women, which is located in Baltimore, we specifically provide long-term restorative care for victims of domestic sex trafficking. So there are some parameters around that. So we only attend to individuals who have been trafficked here in this country. So the word trafficking implies movement. So we shouldn't assume that's always transatlantic movement. It can be state to state. It can be even movement. You realize that kidnapping can be from one room of your house to the next if you are forced to be moved. And so trafficking can be just within an immediate geography. But the statute on trafficking doesn't require that movement is a part of it. You can be trafficked out of your own home. So we attend to people who've been trafficked in the United States. 87% of the girls that we have served since we started in 2007 are American citizens. So we are talking about our daughters. We actually rarely get a referral for a foreign national because there are other protections and provisions in place for them, and very little actually for domestic victims.
How do you hear about them? How do you discover a problem? How do they present that to you?
Yeah, this is not something for which we have to do much advertising because the victim landscape in terms of service providers is so sparse. So usually we get contacted. It might be a vice officer in Atlanta, Georgia, who is just on Google or dialing phone numbers or asking other law enforcement professionals, I need a placement. Who have you used? Who do you like? That kind of thing. So I have the disadvantage of I have to answer my phone no matter who the phone number is, because I never know whether or not it's a referral. But that's also exciting because it gives us a real sense of what trafficking looks like across the nation. Only about 28% of the population that we've served have come from Maryland. So we've now taken survivors from 22 different states.
Well, let's take a break. There's more to share with you folks on this. So stay with us. We're going to continue the conversation with Jean Allert. She is the founder, executive director of the Samaritan Women. And the website, again, for your organization for folks who want more information is what?
TheSamaritanWomen.org.
Back with more, folks. Stay with us.